If there's a bus coming, IT gets thrown under it first.
on everything.
You're listening to the Help Me with HIPAA podcast, where HIPAA and humor collide to make learning fun. Your delightful hosts are Donna Grindle and David Sims. Relax. HIPAA help is on the way.
Mi nombre es Nalia, con Georgia Spine and Orthopedics en Tucker, y estás escuchando Ayúdame con HIPAA.
Thank you for that intro. I am David Sims of HIPAA for MSPs and Security First IT, and joining me is Donna Grindle of Cardin. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Oh, I'm starting to hit panic mode because I know that I got so much going on. We got, you know, as we're recording this, we have the boot camp coming up. As you know, people are listening to it, it's already passed, but
right. So
got that coming up next week. And then the following week, I'm going on a trip for 2.5 weeks. And so just got a lot to do in a very short time period.
Yes. David's going to Japan to see his two sons that are stationed over there.
Mm-hmm.
Japan may never be the same.
So yeah, we're going to try to do some type of recording from there. I don't know what.
I can't
wait. So we can say we've recorded a show internationally.
That's it. There we go.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about something fairly interesting, which is the fact that HIPAA's having like a half price sale. They're you know, slashing prices and all this kind of stuff.
I know. Everybody got so excited and worked up over this. I figure we might as well talk about it. What do we say?
Right. Yeah, of course, like everything, when you dig down deeper into it, you know, get a little bit more truth out of it. But the headlines were very interesting. You know, HIPAA penalties are dropping and they're going down and all that. But, you know, I think I want to say, well, let's look a little deeper into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But wait, there's more. But before we dive into that, I do want to give a shout out to the Carolinas Referral Group, the Indian Land chapter up here in South Carolina. Did a talk with them this week on business email compromise. And it was very interesting to watch their faces as I gave them some examples of how people get this information. And instead of just telling them how, I kind of showed them how. Of course, I didn't go deep into it, but I did it enough to where some people walked out fairly worried. I had a few people ask, is there any way they could not ever use email again? So it was a fun time, and I appreciate that group having me in there to talk about that.
Yeah, David's available. You can get him. Just call him up. He'll show up. He'll say, here's what happened. What had happened was.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so, on June 13th, I'm doing a lunch and learn with Medicus IT. It's a local IT company here in the ATL, and actually they just bought out other companies, so now they have an office in Phoenix and another one in Orlando. How about that?
Cool.
Yeah, so I've known these guys for a while. Glad to see them growing exponentially. So we are going in and doing a lunch and learn for them on patient record release and fees for medical practices. You know, how do you, as a medical practice or, you know, those who keep the records, deal with all those requests? Mm-hmm. What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? What kind of decisions do you make? And what can you charge for it? If you're interested, I'll have a link to register for that. It's for all of those folks that need to do that work. There's a link to register on the podcast show notes. And then if you're going to Secure Oil Atlanta, hanging out with the Getting Nerdy With It folks on May the 29th and 30th, send me a message because I'm going to be there. Somebody said, are you going to talk there? And I was like, you know what? I got to go and learn some stuff and just sit quiet. So I love being able to just sit there and go, huh. So I'm doing some cool stuff there. I'm sure we'll be recording an episode on anything I found enlightening. And that brings us to the discussion about the next boot camp. We don't know.
Yeah, we're still unsure about that.
Yeah, we've got a few inquiries and commitments. I think what we might do is just put up a thing, a poll, and the most people that commit to going to somewhere like Vegas versus back to Atlanta in the fall, we'll pick some dates and we'll put them out there. And the one that gets the highest number of commitments, that's the one we'll do. I'm getting close to just doing that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, within reason.
Yeah. What did we have? I think we had somebody maybe closer to what, Chicago area, that was asking about it.
Oh, we got somebody coming from Chicago. We got somebody coming from Baltimore next week.
Okay.
You know, but we've got folks out in the, you know, upper plains, upper Midwest, and Pacific Northwest, and California. Our client is in Hawaii. So we've got folks interested. It's just, it's a big endeavor because we go all in. And it is, we're not going to go out there and do it, you know, partially. We both know what I would normally say. Halfway. But, you know, it's a big, expensive endeavor to take our entire team. So we're talking about, you know, five of us going out there, paying for our trip, paying for our hotel, paying for a meeting room, you know, and all the meals, and just my bar tab alone. There, I had to use it.
That's crazy. So, yeah, I'm still waiting on the Hawaiian clients to pull through and get us out there. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter, the Big Island, Kauai, Oahu, you know, Maui, any of them, we'll take any of
Hawaii.
Them.
Big fan, Kauai.
Yeah, we'll take any of them. So, you know, hadn't been a Diamond Head in a long time.
So
do one right there on Waikiki Beach.
If you build it, we will come.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. So, and now it's time for us to take a, what do they call it? Hold on for the break, because we now are advertising our own companies.
How about that? Finally.
I don't know. So here you go. You ready? This is my first time doing the host live read. Are you frustrated with your current IT provider? Are you sure you're getting the security and protection you need? Are you putting your patients and your practice at risk? If you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, give Security First IT a call to learn more about how they can protect your patients, your practice, and your bottom line. Find them online at securityfirstit.com or call 980-288-5100. Again, that's 980-288-5100.
Good job, Donna.
Thank you. I read what you wrote down.
Fantastic job. This is the only time I've ever seen you follow directions. All right. Okay. So let's talk about some things dropping.
It's not going to be like a mic. Hot.
Yeah, not going to be a mic drop. You know, not going to drop your pants. And what was the thing you said on the?
Yeah, don't even go there. We already just. I'm getting enough trouble.
So go back to, like, what is it, episode? I don't know. Two or something.
We just talked about it last. You know, it keeps coming up. I'm going to have to just put that clip in.
It is the most hilarious opening of any, even one we did. I have to go back and find it.
Because you did it without an editor. So HHS did make a big announcement, published on April 30th. I love how they, you know, I know that the dates have something to do with it. I don't know what. But headlines went everywhere because, you know, HHS makes an announcement, so it's on all the sites and the blogs and the, I guess, the other podcasts and stuff like that. And, you know, saying HIPAA penalties dropping, blah, 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 blah. And that's when I said, what? HHS going to drop it like it's hot?
I know. I mean, I was looking around at some of these things and, like, there's no way. I mean, you know, we've been going up on the penalties, like the annual ones and things like that, because it's no longer, you know, the 1.5 million that people still think it is, and
yeah,
you know, still getting arguments about that.
I know, and good news is we've got all the links so that you can deal with that.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that's because people Google it and they find the old information, and they don't realize that Google actually keeps old information.
Well, and you know, you could go read the Federal Register yourselves. But rather than you doing that, I did it for you. Because we all know David didn't do it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
So here's the first thing at the beginning of the announcement that HHS said. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This notification is to inform the public that the Department of Health and Human Services is exercising its discretion in how it applies HHS regulations concerning the assessment of civil money penalties. Current HHS regulations apply the same cumulative annual CMP limit across four categories of violations based on the level of culpability. As a matter of enforcement discretion and pending further rulemaking, HHS will apply different cumulative annual CMP limit for each of the four penalty tiers in the High Tech Act.
All right. Things are changing.
Yeah. So what does that really mean? Well, what it means is, you know, there's this the culpability ratings. And they're kind of, you know, a mess. But essentially, just how bad was it when you violated HIPAA?
Yeah. Like, oh, I didn't have any clue.
Yeah. I had no knowledge this was going on.
All right. You know, or, you know, you probably reasonably should have known something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we have the two willful neglect ones. And one is, you know, you screwed up. You have no excuse, but you fixed the problem. And the other one is you screwed up and you have no excuse, but you still ignored it.
Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, that culpability rating was built into the law, and it had built into the law of a minimum and maximum penalty for each violation under those culpabilities. And then it just said there's an annual limit of $1.5 million.
Right.
And so the original interpretation, because, you know, that's all that matters. How do the legal folks interpret the law? The original interpretation said that the annual limit on each culpability tier is $1.5 million.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So they're saying, nah, nit.
How is the culpability tier limit $1.5 million? Okay. There's something that's not adding up here.
I know, right? Yeah. So there's a little bit of a logic problem I have with it. It kind of bothers me a little bit. And anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go into this because now I'm starting to get my brain's frying here.
Yeah.
But if you got, how can the maximum penalty be like $50,000 when the annual limit's $25,000?
I know, right? So what they published, and maybe, you know, I don't know, I don't get it. Okay, I'll just flat out tell you this doesn't make any sense to me. So, you know, if y'all got the answer, bring it on. But on the first culpability, I had no knowledge this was actually happening. And, you know, it's reasonable to say you shouldn't have found it or you couldn't have found it. You know, you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. Stuff still happens. This is where no knowledge comes into play. And the minimum is $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Of penalty per violation. The maximum is $50,000 penalty per violation. Great. That's what it's always been. That's what's in the law.
Okay.
But the annual limit they published is $25,000. So, I mean, I have a minor in mathematics and I cannot make that work. So it basically says we will never fine you the maximum penalty for no knowledge. Basically what it says. We're just not going to hit you with a maximum penalty, even though the law says this is the maximum we can do. I don't get it. I think that should be $50,000. I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. But who am I? So basically the way it's written in the Federal Register, and I went and read it two or three different places hoping it was a typo. Not. So that's going to torture me until that gets worked out. So right away I got confused. My brain was fried just like you.
I know. I was wondering. I was looking at it and I'm like, maybe they posted the old one and the new one or something. Mm-hmm. Or I just couldn't figure it out. So I'm glad it wasn't just me that.
I know, right? Well, the rest of them make sense. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, the reasonable cause, 1,000 to 50,000 maximum with 100,000 cap.
Yeah. Well, the other part is I didn't understand why they didn't just go ahead and use the current rate adjustment instead of using the 1.5.
Huh? What you saying?
Because, you know, it's not the current.
Yeah. Yeah. This they're saying how they interpret the law.
Mm-hmm.
There's a separate law that makes the rate adjustment. I see what you're getting at.
All right.
So we're going to talk about that in a second. This is what's in the high tech law, and they're saying this is how we evaluate the high tech law. Then you add to that the economic adjustment law, mm-hmm. which is different, which changes all these numbers.
I got you.
Okay. So first they have to say this is what high tech says. Then based on that, then we apply the inflation adjustments for civil money penalties based on when they occur, and you get yet again another round of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? So we got the top end. If you get called for willful neglect, not corrected, bottom line, the law even says that, you know, I mean, you're going to get fined $50,000 per violation, period. Yep. With an annual limit of $1.5 million. So just by flat out saying, I'm not going to worry about HIPAA and I'm going to give my data to business associates with no business associate agreement and just not care and not do anything about it, right there, you get two violations per day for every day that the business associate is doing work. That's $50,000 each, so that's $100,000 a day, and that means you're just going to do the 1.5 just on that, just on one business associate.
Oh yeah,
you know. So, you know, there's still people with that attitude. You know, those are the HIPAA schmippa people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the next group, the willful neglect corrected, those are holy crap panic people.
Yeah, those are the, I'll wait till I get hit and then I'll do something about it.
Yeah, and then it costs five times more than it would have cost if you'd just done it along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this chart, you know, I copied it straight from the Federal Register. So that $50,000 maximum with an annual limit of 25, it's just screaming, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't make it stop. You know, they might as well said it's for HIPAA.
Well, I guess the good part is they've all but said nobody should fall into this category.
No,
so,
right.
So maybe they just, it was like, look, nobody's going to ever fall into this category anymore. So we're not going to worry about it.
I know, really. Because those are the ones that they generally will do some sort of corrective action and everything's good. So then we get into the current adjustment, and no one else is noting that. I didn't see it in any of the other articles that they're going to use this penalty tier as adjusted for inflation until further notice. That line is in there, okay, as mm-hmm. adjusted for inflation. So we pointed out before many times that the inflation adjustment changes that $1.5 million that everybody keeps talking about. So, like, right now, that $1.5 million is actually over $1.7 million, you know. But I guess, you know, mm-hmm. $200,000 here, $200,000 there, who cares? But the official HIPAA penalties with these adjustments, most recently by HHS published their cost of living multiplier for 2018, blah, 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 blah. You know how they do all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's economic adjustments. And years ago, we had a law passed that said we can adjust civil money penalties based on inflation, because they had laws out there with civil money penalties that, you know, back in the day, a $5,000 penalty mattered.
Oh, yeah.
You know, today they just like, I'll stroke a check for that. I'm not doing it. I'll do that all day long. So now what they've done is adjusted it for inflation, so the penalties are appropriate for what's going on. And with those adjustments, it starts with stuff like, you know, even back to if you did something before 2009 when the new penalties were in place, mm-hmm. used to that was $150 violation thing, and now that's $155. So they're even increasing those. You know, it's not much, but still.
Right. Well, when you start getting to the big numbers, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, and that's why you get up to, so while it says $1.5 million is the max, if you did something today, that would be 1.7 something, 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 because mm-hmm. it's multiplied by 1.02041.
And it looks like they're doing these adjustments every October. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a certain rule into that law that every department is supposed to review all their different civil money penalties on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. And I think HHS does theirs based on the cost of living in October of the previous year.
Okay.
And so it's the a multiplier for 2018 is based on the consumer price index for the month of October 2017.
Right.
So see, then it just keeps changing. And I don't think they change it every single year. They may just change it every other year. But it has continued to change since the first year that we noted it. I mean, the original increase of the 1.5 took it to 1.65. You know, and now we're at almost 1.75. So it does creep its way up.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Getting nasty.
So the penalties are way more complicated than they used to be is essentially what we're saying with this announcement, even though everybody else says, oh, they're going to drop the penalties and all of that. So the big question is, how does that really impact us?
I think we'll probably talk about that a little bit in the next episode since we have a ruling that just came out.
I know, right? We're going to talk about that a little bit already. Yeah. So, but right after the break, we'll discuss the impact we believe these changes will have on HIPAA compliance in the industry. Look, we have a break.
Don't go anywhere. Did you know that 83% of healthcare organizations report a strong negative impact to their bottom line after a data breach? So many doctors think that they are HIPAA compliant and have nothing to worry about. Many of those organizations thought the same thing before it happened to them. Call Cardin today at 678-292-5001 so they can assess your practice and help ensure that you are protected and prepared. Visit CardinHQ.com to learn more.
Huh? You got through that pretty well. Now we need a little break music.
All right, new HIPAA penalties impact.
Yeah, so what do we think? You can see we're figuring this out as we go. Thank you for going along with us. So what do we think this is really going to do? You know, this is a part of our job with the crystal ball. You know, and I got to do my victory lap on a previous episode about supply chain, which, you know, our next episode talking about the recent settlement will let me do another victory lap. But what do we think? And there are a ton of people that came out and said they don't think this is going to be helpful. What about you?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think it's going to be helpful or you don't think it matters? I need you to be more clear.
You mean more specific?
Yes.
I don't think it's going to matter.
I agree. Well, there we go. We're done now. But, you know, there's a lot of people that said, well, now nobody's going to do it. And, you know, I've been telling people for years now that those penalties are the least of your worries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, by the time you get to those, you've gotten so much other stuff that has happened that you're just like, yeah, go ahead and give it to me.
Yeah. I mean, I really think that if the penalty was, if you have a breach of anything, we're going to shut your business down. I still think there's going to a large amount of people will be like, well, okay, I'll take that risk.
Yeah. Yeah. The government doesn't tell me what to do. That costs too much. You know, the arguments aren't going to change.
Yeah, it's just, okay, you know, what's the chances of them finding out or whatever? I mean,
No one will notice.
Yeah. I mean, we just see it all the time, the kind of the reckless disregard for it. And honestly, the people that I see that are being that way they absolutely can't afford a $1.5 million settlement. So even if you come up and say, we're going to shut your practice down, I don't think it would change the way they see it.
No. And you know, we see that, I mean, we already have it now. I haven't gone to all these conferences recently, and the things that people have said, you know, my doctor doesn't want us training employees because he's afraid that then they will report us.
They'll know what they're doing wrong.
They'll know that we're doing it wrong and they'll report us. So he doesn't want our employees trained. What? I said, okay, that one's kind of tricky because they're going to get trained anyway because patients are getting trained. So they're going to get trained. And if you ever hire anybody that went to any other place, ever worked anywhere besides you, so that makes no sense.
The other thing, too, is you have somebody like Roger Severino who's had a family member affected negatively by something like this. And then you're going to hire that person. They're going to see you're not doing things correctly. And they're more likely to say something because they've seen the devastation it can have when people just go, whatever, not worried about it.
Yeah. And so again, makes no sense. What we really see are the ones that are truly worried about, you know, reputational damage, being unprepared for downtime, lost resources, lost business, patient complaints, and most importantly, the impact this can have on your patients once you actually understand it, then those are the people that are doing things. And it's not about the penalty. It's about all those other things. You know, OCR had a record year last year. You know, they're crowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
As they should. They did, you know, they did set a new bar. But still, they haven't had 30 settlements or fines announced in 1 year. And, okay, there's literally millions of businesses subject to HIPAA.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even find a calculator that would tell me if they did 30 and there were only a million, what percentage. It was too many zeros in the calculator. Said, you screwed. It has like negative E exponential. You know, it was too ridiculously low. So statistically, not a thing. You know, it's just, I just tell people, look, you've been through so much pain by the time you get there. That is the least of your concerns. And as we've talked about repeatedly, it's the cap that will get you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 2-year corrective action plan is on most of them. And if you're really bad, it's 3.
Yeah. And if you couldn't get it done by now, then getting it done in 2 years is probably not going to happen either.
Well, you know, then you immediately, the good news with those caps is they have made the settlement and they say, look, this is what you're going to pay us. But if you don't meet your requirements under your cap, then this is what you're going to pay us.
Right. Which is much worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the damage to the business brand and the trust in the community and all that, I think would be even worse than the money.
Well, I mean, if you're a specialist and referrals dry up, think about what that is. And it doesn't have to be that the other practices that have been referring to you suddenly are like, oh, I'm not sending anybody there because they're not secure. It's I'm not sending anybody there because I don't want my patients asking me about it.
Yeah.
You know, it has nothing to do with their overall thoughts of what has or has not happened. It's that they don't want to deal with answering the questions if they send people your way. And it's like, well, what about the security breach? Oh, they're fine. Well, what about you then?
Yeah. You're scared to be connected to them. And we have the same problem in IT. You know, we may be doing everything right, but if the client's not, then we're afraid that it's a lot of liability we're taking on just because it's going to put us under the microscope for something that we have no control over.
Oh, yeah. Because we all know if there's a bus coming, IT gets thrown under it first.
on everything.
You can count on it. But, you know, for me, here's what I see. We're not going to hear any more of those scary HIPAA penalty stories anymore. Please.
Oh, goodness.
You know, it's the people that talk the doom and gloom and you should worry about you should worry about people, you know? I don't know that, you know, I'm always, you know, there's the carrot and the stick approach, you know, and these people are all about the stick. Just because finally high tech gave HIPAA a stick, they just keep pounding away, you know, trying to beat the horse. Horse doesn't care anymore. They say HIPAA schmippa, give me a better looking carrot. You know, and that's essentially what people are doing, is we need more positive side effects. So to me, just stop doing this doom and gloom about these penalties, because A, nobody pays attention. B, they're very unlikely statistically to occur to anyone in the room. Now, when they do, it does get their attention. You know, if we hear from the people that have gotten hit with these things, and they're like, yeah, you know, it's this much money. And we heard the years ago, I heard on the panel where they had people from the financial industry, and we're like, they're like, we're excited. It's just $1.5 million.
Yeah.
You know, in the financial world, that's like $20 million and an 8-year corrective action plan. $1.5 million and a 2-year corrective action plan to them is a sunny day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, sweet. You know, they're like, take it, take it, take it. They don't know what they're doing. So to me, I'm excited that I'm not going to hear that crap anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I honestly believe that we'll actually get more realistic enforcement, because,
yeah,
you know, it goes back to culpability. You know, that whole thing, what did the president know and when did he know it? And I'm not talking about the current one, just Richard Nixon long ago. Okay.
Well, the other thing too is, and we try to make this point, and I'm sure you do as well, that, you know, we're not trying to come in and necessarily say we're going to solve all your problems and you have no issues whatsoever. We're just trying to say, look, if nothing else, let's get you away from willful neglect. Let's at least get you out of that category.
Yeah, and get completely you moving out of either one of them.
Right. And if we can do that, I mean, we're 90% there. If we can just get you from that. So to me, and it's almost like a no brainer. Like, why would you not want to be out of those two? Look at the numbers.
Well, that plus, you know, look at your patients.
Oh yeah.
You know, our 200th episode, we both were on a rant for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it should always be that. I still don't see that taking root like it should. It's, people are still hung up on what is it going to cost me and how is it going to affect me? And I'm like, dude, what is it going to cost your patients and how is it going to affect them?
Well, this is exactly, it's the same argument. Well, I don't need the government telling me what to do. Well, you know what? What's going to make, if you're not doing that, what could make you do the right thing by your patients?
Yeah. I mean, you're either going to do the right thing or you're not. And putting any type of enforcement behind it, yeah, it will make some people do it, but I just don't get it. I mean, I guess my integrity to me is too valuable for me to try to put something like that on the line.
Well, yeah. And there are plenty of groups that think they're doing the right thing, but they're doing the right thing 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't changed what the right thing is, but the right thing has changed.
Yeah. Now, yeah, absolutely. We just brought on a client not long ago, and in all seriousness, he is concerned about HIPAA. Now, he's not like freaking out over it, don't get me wrong, but he's not HIPAA schmippa either. But what he told me, the words out of his own mouth, it was, when I learned about HIPAA in college, it was basically, make sure you turn the papers over on the front desk so nobody can see it. And I'm like, dude, if that's what they're teaching you, then maybe a long time ago that was okay. But dude, it is not like that anymore.
No, the world is very different in a lot of ways. You know, you used to dial up to go to the internet. You don't anymore. Things have changed.
Yeah, a lot's changed.
I know, right? You used to, you know, have to wait until you got somewhere to make a phone call.
Yeah, remember those days?
Yeah. I remember getting paged in the grocery store because they remembered something else I needed to get.
remember you used to have the pagers and certain numbers you could like flip the pager upside down and it would be look like letters that way, you know. Or you would have this code, like I'll text you this code, which meant something that, you know, that's before we came out with texting pagers or and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
That's where you get like the 411 from, right?
Yeah. You know, all of that comes from those days. And I remember I had the pager, one of the, you know, cutting edge stuff. I had an 800 number with a text pager and you flip the top up and it had a little keyboard and I could, it was awesome. People are like, wow.
I know, Star Trek, dude.
I know, right? So the world has changed dramatically. If I could communicate dramatically different, then the rules about protecting those communications probably are needing to be changed as well, wouldn't one say? You know, and I don't keep things on paper anymore, so I got to worry about where I am keeping it. So I think it's that getting them over the hump of understanding that doing the right thing isn't what it's always been. There's more to it now. And, you know, for most people, that's where it is, and they're still stuck there. But we go back to culpability. Now, and I can make that, you know, argument of I'm still stuck there, but am I stuck there because I just refuse to go look and see if I'm wrong?
Right.
So when I look up, you know, legal stuff, it gets down to what's the definition of the? You know, the definition of culpability is blameworthy, involving the commission of a fault or the breach of a duty imposed by the law. Okay, you have a duty. I said duty. Imposed by the law. And when you have that there, then the question is, how culpable, how much blame do I get for my failure to, you know, meet my duty? So when you read high tech, which is the, you know, where they put this culpability penalty tiers in place. So you got the breakdown of no knowledge.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I just don't know.
Yeah. I had no idea there was this thing called HIPAA.
Well, you know, the original HIPAA rule, that was it. You could just say, I got nothing. I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, they call it the affirmative defense.
Yeah.
So you could just say, I got nothing. I didn't know. My bad. I won't do it ever again.
Yeah. But like I said earlier, I don't know that anybody could possibly fall into that category anymore.
I know. It is very hard to do that. You can say, look, I was doing all of these things and that one got past me. I don't know how, but we made these changes.
I can see that.
If you have a true culture of privacy and security in your organization, something still happens, maybe you could fall into that. You know, but there are so few people that have that optimized program in place, it's hard to get there. So then that takes us to reasonable cause. It's not willful neglect. You knew you should be doing more, but you just didn't get it done.
Right. Or maybe you're working toward it.
Yeah. And this is where we expect most people to be, is in that reasonable cause area.
Yeah.
You know,
because I'm trying to pull people from the willful neglect, not corrected people. I'm trying to pull them down to this part, you know, down to the reasonable cause.
And it's unfortunate. A lot of clients that we pick up are in the willful neglect corrected phase. So, yeah, they knew they weren't doing it. And then they realized just how bad they have screwed up. Mm-hmm. And this is the real problem. And you've got to, within 30 days, make a major step in fixing what you've done wrong.
Dude, that's so short a time frame.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people will say, and I've had attorneys say, well, you've got to do all your policies and procedures. You've got to implement all your policies and procedures. You got to do all of this stuff for risks in 30 days. I'm like, first of all, then you're going to halfway do it again.
You're going to half butt it.
Yeah. There you go. You need to take immediate action. But if you write policies and procedures and cram those in so that you can say that you had, you created them, but then you know, have no idea what was in them. You can't prove you implemented them. You can't, you know, then you're just doing the paperwork part,
mm-hmm.
you know, the check the box. And I don't think that's going to continue to cut it.
No, you can't possibly build an entire program in 30 days. I don't think.
No. What you need to be able to do is to show you made a major change in how you're doing business within the 30 days and you're sticking to it.
And the harder part is you have to make a culture shift, which is not going to happen in 30 days.
That's right. You want to go from willful neglect to willful neglect corrected to reasonable cause in a quick time frame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something happens and you haven't been doing any of the things you're supposed to do, you want to go right into 30 days of mad activity, showing that you're committed, and then within a year be fully in reasonable cause. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Because you can do a ton in 30 days. Can you build a program that never existed properly in 30 days? No.
Mm-mm. No. If it was that easy, everybody would be doing it.
I know, right? We wouldn't be having these problems, really. Yeah. And then you get to willful neglect not corrected. That's HIPAA schmippa.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's our 200th episode where we talk about the ENT group in Western Michigan that just said, well, it's going to be super expensive because we haven't done any of this stuff. So off we go. We're just going to shut everything down. That is, you know, not only are we not going to correct it, we're just going to shut down the business because we didn't do it.
Yeah. This is the crazy one. Like when you're here, when you're the willful neglect not corrected, I mean, you're walking in stupid territory.
You could call it that, or you could call it arrogance, or you could call it, all I care about is the money in my pocket, not what happens to my patients or my clients or my residents or whoever you're getting paid by.
Yeah. Which
you don't care about them. You just want them to pay you. And that's all that matters.
The thing that I don't think people realize, and like, you know, we're going to be following what happened with this ENT group, but I guarantee you, not only is OCR going to, you know, completely obliterate them off the face of the map, but you're going to have the state suing them. The patients are going to be suing them. This is going to be
employees.
This is going to be a fallout like they never imagined. Great. Good. Yeah. I mean, really.
That's what somebody needs to do so that it gets the attention of all the others.
Yeah.
You know? And if I had been the person begging them to do the right thing and been ignored, you know what? I would be out there screaming to everybody, look, I tried to get this done and no one listened to me.
Subpoena me. Subpoena me.
Well, you know, this is what we go back to all the time when we tell people and they say, look, we took this to the board or we took this to the owners or the partners or whatever, and they said, no, it costs too much money. I tell them to protect you from being thrown under the bus, to protect you from being told you never told us, you should have them sign off that they have made this decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the future, if anybody ever asks, you've got to say, why was this decision made? Or why did they do? We decided it cost too much.
Right.
Write it down. Make them write it down. Because it protects you. It protects the rest of the staff, and it puts them on the hook, which then makes them think twice. You know, a lot of us are real big about making decisions until we actually have to put them in writing and show up in person.
We do hear that from the people that get put into the, you know, the compliance officer or the privacy officer, security officer role. We've heard that certainly in the boot camp, but I've heard it outside as well, as, you know, how can I ensure that I can't be sued or get in trouble or whatever? And there's a big concern when these people are in these roles. The more they learn, the more they see what is not getting done. And then they're going to, you know, the practice owners, and they're saying, look, these things need to be done. And they're like, oh, we're not doing that. And so these compliance officers are afraid they're going to get they're going to get fined themselves personally, which we actually covered that in a past episode. But yeah, I mean, it's a big issue.
Oh yeah, and it's not going to get better. You know, maybe some people will have a false sense of security with these fines, but they're the ones that weren't going to really take it seriously anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, I see that it's going to be actually, there is a potential for better enforcement and more likelihood of, more likely anyway that people might actually start paying attention. Mm-hmm. To the, you know, enforcement, because they can come in and they can say, you know, all right, little bunny foo-foo, I don't want to see you hopping through the forest and bopping the field mice on the head, you know. So the first time through, it's a, you know, we're going to give you a small fine and corrective action, and you'll pay it, and we won't have to do a settlement, and we won't have to negotiate all this stuff. But let me tell you something, if I show up again, you know, you're going to get a big whooping. That's the kind of thing. That's what I kind of see the opportunity that they've created, you know, that I'm going to, you know, I've got thousands of investigations that are going on. And they go thousands, you know, they're expecting another 350 over 500 breaches.
Wow. That's a lot.
Just this year. That doesn't count the ones they got last year and the ones they're still investigating and the complaints that come in and the things that make the news. So they have thousands of things at play here. And they're also supposed to fund themselves. So if now I still have the big ones, where I'm going to hit them with millions of dollars, but I also have the small ones that I'm going to pick up along the way, setting the stage for the bigger ones if I come back and see you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great opportunity, and it is the way that it should be happening if they use it that way. I mean, that's what I would do, is, you know, go around and give out little penalties. You know, I always had a rule when I had a lot of employees, you know, a lot of staff reporting to me. Mm-hmm. I had a rule. I would teach anybody anything. Didn't matter what it was. I'd show you the first time. And if you didn't get it all, that's fine. Come back a second time, but you better bring a piece of paper. Because you don't want to be the one coming a third time. Because clearly you're not paying attention. You're just expecting me to do your job.
Right. They're using you as Google.
I know, right? But we can see the effects of this. And this is where I really want to see what happens is, you know, MD Anderson's filed a lawsuit saying that the $4.3 million fine that they got nailed with last year,
mm-hmm.
and it went to multiple levels, administrative law judge all the way to the top, and now they're suing, saying, hey, we weren't that bad. You're picking on us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to pan out. But I find it interesting that they are continuing to argue that they shouldn't pay a fine. You know, they've got so much money. You know, it's like the ones where we've got, you know, we work with, and the lawyers are demanding to pay $6.50 instead of $25.94. You know, and they do 15 letters that they've charged somebody for them to sit and write, that they've charged them, you know, $200 to save, what, you know, less than $20. So it's the same thing. I don't know what's going to happen there, but we're definitely keeping an eye on it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So all right. Man, a lot to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, as you can see, the HIPAA penalties are not going away.
I know, and I don't see it as a horrible thing. I see it as a potential for a good thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, back to the reason people don't do it, and I don't think it has anything to do with the penalties. So, you know, it's just a hope that people finally start getting it, that it is absolutely a patient thing, and it is not about the compliance part, and you know, hopefully that'll keep catching on.
I agree.
All right, well then we're good. That's our show for today, folks. Remember to follow us and share us out on your favorite social media site. Rate us in your podcasting app. We need your help to spread the word, so be sure to share it. And for those of you who are sharing it, it's working. It's working. So keep doing it. And as always, remember to send in your questions and ideas. And for Donna and myself, remember that HIPAA is not about compliance. It's about patient care.
You've been listening to the Help Me with HIPAA podcast, hosted by Donna Grendel and David Sims, the show created to help you with HIPAA. For more information or to ask us a question, visit our website at helpmewithhipaa.com. Neither Donna Grendel or David Sims are attorneys, and they do not offer binding legal advice concerning regulatory compliance. The information in this podcast should not be relied upon or construed as legal advice in any way. Consult your attorney for legal advice concerning compliance with HIPAA regulations.